Thank you, Dan. Hi, Butch. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Made it to the end of the week.
Yes.
So I don't know if you caught my voicemail or if you're just calling back because you saw me on your caller ID.
I was calling back because, well, my partner Ray had texted me. He goes, "Hey, Miss Gill is supposed to contact you today," and I was like, maybe. I was like, well, I'll check my phone, and then I realized it's called. So I was like, oh, well, let me figure out who this was.
Oh, I appreciate you calling me back. So yeah, I had called Ray this morning to get you guys all set up for this first page listing on Google. He mentioned that he was going to be at a funeral today and asked me to call you so we could get it taken care of.
Okay.
Do you have a couple minutes now? We can go through and gather all of your info and get you set. Awesome. Let me grab your listing here. I had actually moved to another screen. I wasn't sure if I would be able to get a hold of you. All right. So let me get that there. Now, are you going to want you or Ray as your main point of contact for us when we call?
We'll put Ray as the main contact.
Okay, gotcha. Let me get over here one more screen. And you know what? I can do that later. Okay, perfect. And then is Butch your nickname or... that your given name, your real first.
It's my given name. It's my real first name.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I have an uncle who's nicknamed Butch. His real name is Charles, and he absolutely hates it. And I prefer to call him Butch anyway. He's my favorite uncle. So I love the name.
Well, thank
and
you.
Then, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's your last name, Butch?
It's Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay. And what's a good email address for you?
It'll be bawarren95@gmail.com.
B like Butch, A like Adam, Warren95@gmail.
Correct.
Perfect. And then let me update phone number here. Get your number in there. Okay, good. Got it. Central time zone. All right, and then I'm going to send you a couple of emails just to make sure they're getting through to you. The first one, and I don't remember if we covered it or not, but it's information on the dashboard and analytics. So you'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, upload photos for us. That one's on the way. And then the second one, I want you to have the exact price and package so that you've got that in writing. And we got you discounted down to $199. That's awesome. And I was able to hold on to that too. Usually I'm not able to carry them over, but they let me get away with it.
Well, I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. I'm glad I could do it. All right. And that second one is on the way. And then just let me know if you... Oh, go ahead.
I did get the first one.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And that second one should be right on its heels.
And I got the second one.
Wonderful. Okay. Look something else up over here real quick. Was going to grab some links. That way, when you guys do your onboarding call, you don't have to be in front of a computer. There we are. So part of my job is making sure that all of your info is correct. So I'm double checking some things as we go through. And then for company name, I've got Top Hand Service, and Top Hand is showed as all one word. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
It's a LLC.
Okay. And then are you at, so what they'll want here is where your credit card billing goes to. Is it 393 Zimmerman Road?
Correct.
Okay. I had to think about it for a sec. I know. Which one goes where? All right. And that's, is it pronounced, tell me again, Quero?
Quero, yes. You got it.
Awesome. Yay, I remembered. All right. Cooking with gas this morning. And then what would you like to show for your business number? Do you want that to be your cell or do you want it to be Ray's?
We'll do mine.
Okay, you got it. Perfect. And we're building a website for you, so we don't have a website address just yet. Oh, my screen just blipped on me, and I hope it didn't wipe things out. It did, that booger. Go back at it again. Yesterday, I was on a call, and they reset our phone system. We'd actually had been having problems with it all morning, and nobody said anything about resetting it. So I'm in the middle of a call and talking along, and all of a sudden, I realized there's just nobody there. Our whole system had been reset. It's kind of funny.
Jeez. Yeah, I used to do IT work. I used to install phone lines, troubleshoot computers. When I say install phone lines, like I literally the Cat 6 plenum, the Cat 5. RGA. I drop all that from the source all the way to where it needs to be. I'd run the cables, I'd punch it, I did fiber optics. Like whenever someone, hey, well, we're gonna reset the system. Oh no.
Right. That means a whole lot of more work.
Yeah, I've had my shares of having to reset the system, and everyone would just.
Yep, I got the lady's voice that says you have been kicked from this call. It's like, oh crap! There we go. All right, now we got it. So let me get back to the right place here. Oh, I know I needed to ask you too. On the credit card that you're using for payment today, Butch, does your middle initial appear?
No.
Okay. Good. So much easier that way. I always have to look at mine too. I never remember. Some of them have my middle initial, some of them don't.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of mine have my middle initial, but then, like, some of them, I think it's like two out of the three that I have, one doesn't have it.
Back and forth, I know. And I don't know why I didn't keep them consistent across cards. No idea why. I suppose it could be a bank thing. Maybe they said we needed middle initial or something. I don't know. All right, and then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. So the first one is my contact information so that you can put me in your phone. I'm the lead on your account and always will be. You'll usually talk with your technician more than you will with me, but if you ever have questions or problems or need help with anything, I'm always here and you can always call. I will always call you back. And if it's not something I can handle myself, I'll get you to who can. And then the next one I'm sending over is customer service. That's where you'll reach your technician. And I'm filling a couple more blanks on my side here. So services. All right, we'll want to list all of these out. So we're going to say tree service. And do you do tree removal as well?
We do small tree removal.
Okay, I'm going to say small tree then. Great, and probably shrubs as well.
Correct.
And then what about installing small trees and shrubs?
We can do that as well.
Perfect. Small shrub. And trimming probably on both.
Correct. Also, do you have it on there that we do flower bed?
Perfect. I do now. Flower bed. Do you want to say maintenance and installation on flower beds?
Yes.
Perfect.
And we also cut grass. We also mow and edge.
Mowing and edging. I'm also going to say, I'm going to call it lawn maintenance too. And we're going to say, of course, lawn care. Trying to catch the different ways people might search for you. See, what else can we do? Do you do, lawn, I think it's called aeration? Not so much.
We don't have the equipment for it, but I know how to do it.
Okay.
But I don't have the equipment for it right now.
Okay, so we'll leave it off for now. And then if and when you do get the equipment, if you want to add that as a service, just let us know. We can add it in later on, too.
Okay, sounds good.
What about trying to think? Oh, mulch. Do you do mulching?
We can install mulch.
Perfect. Okay. Let's see. Any others that you can think of? Good question, right?
That's a really good question. I've got quite a bit of experience in lawn care. I had my first lawn care business at 10 years old. And
oh wow!
Yeah, so I know quite about the ins and outs of everything. I'm trying to think back to when I was 10. It's all a blur.
Well, and that's okay too. You know, we've got a good bunch of them. If you think of others, just all you got to do is just let us know and we'll get them added for you. So we can run with these and then we can add on. And then I'm going to send you another text. Again, this one's informational. It's how the call tracking works. So we'll install a tool on your website that'll track how many clicks and calls you get and where those searches were performed from so that you can see that all in your dashboard. Let's see. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for this call, and it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, though. And it's a call with your technician. I'll actually be on the call to start with. And they'll go through quality control, make sure I got everything right as far as addresses, company name, phone numbers, things like that. Talk about what you want on your website, what you don't want on there, how to get photos to us. So let me see what I've got for openings. Check that one. got one here. I can't tell if it's open or not. Okay, it looks like it's not. So I like to set these at your earliest convenience. And it looks like today is pretty well filled up. So we're looking at Monday. And for Monday, wow, we've got every hour on the hour starting at 9 going through, looks like the latest we could do is a 5 o'clock. Is there an hour?
We'll probably have to do for the 5 o'clock. We have a, we have a couple acres we have to take care of.
Okay.
Well, not really a couple acres. We have like, we have some yards we have to take care of on Monday. And
gotcha.
I don't know exactly how to do them.
Okay. No problem. So I'm going to put you down for the 5 o'clock, and then I'll build that calendar appointment here quick, and then I'll let you know. I'll have another email on its way to you.
Okay.
Go. Get it all in here the right way. We have a very specific format that we use for our onboarding calls. There we go. Oops. And I grabbed the wrong internal one. Grabbed the right one. There it is. Okay, so there's another email on the way to you, Butch. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. And it'll be a calendar invite. So when it gets there, if you could hit the yes option, that'll hold your appointment.
I did it.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's see if it updated on this end. Hold on. Monday is Halloween already.
Yeah, I know.
Perfect. Got the update on this end. Thank you, Butch. All right. And then I've got an optional item for you. So there's no additional charge for it. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. And the app itself has its own unique phone number, which will be local to you. And so what a lot of our business owners use it for is a way to keep their personal cell phone number separate from business. And then also, so you would just send and receive business calls through the app. The app also records your calls for you. So let's say you've got your hands full with something. Maybe they're covered in dirt and you're in the middle of working on something, but a new customer calls in and you want to take the call. You can't write anything down because you had dirt all over your hands. You can go through the motions, get their address, all their particulars, everything you need, and then it records it just automatically. Then later, when your hands aren't so full, you can go back through, listen to the recording, and grab off their address and everything that you need to call them back or do the job, whatever it is. And then, so each of you could download, so you and Ray both can download the app. Each of your apps would have separate phone numbers. And let's say you hire, no pun intended, Joe Dirt employee, and he can have the app and a phone number also. And you can have unlimited lines. We don't charge for them at all. So that way, your customers wouldn't have employee Joe Dirt's direct cell number. So if he ever quits, you can cut off access. All you have to do is let us know, and we can take him off of your system right away. He would have no access to the recordings, the phone number, any customer numbers that were in the app. Is that something you guys would be interested in?
You said it's on the Google Play. We all have iPhones.
It might be available for the iPhone, too.
What's
if it is...
Called?
It's It's called the local Splash app, or just Splash app. Hopefully you find it there. And just so you know, if you download it now, there probably won't be much that you can do in there without being activated. But if you find it, that's awesome. Then we can activate it.
There's no, I don't think Apple has it. What is it again? Splash Top?
Splash app. Local Splash.
Mobile Splash.
And I'll make a note, too, on here that it sounds like you're interested in it if it works with the iPhones, right?
Yeah, I am interested, because okay. that'll make our lives a whole lot easier, because we were going to go get a different phone with different phone line and stuff like that. That way that
That'll save you money big time. So I put a note in here for your tech that you would like it if it's available for iPhone. And then I'm going to text you another link. It's coming out of beta phase. I think they're almost done with it. It's been out for 5 or 6 months now. But because it hasn't been turned over to customer service yet, they're asking everybody to just fill out quick application so that the tech team has your info. So I sent that link to you, and then I put a note in here, too, that you'd like it if it's available for iPhone at all. Okay, and then grab a couple more things here. And then for us to contact you, which do you prefer, phone, text, or email?
It wouldn't matter.
Okay. Any of the above. And what would you like to show as your hours of operation on your Google business profile?
We'll do Monday through Friday. We'll say from 6:37. So we'll say Monday, 7 a.m. to 5.
Okay. So Monday through Friday, 7 to 5?
Correct.
Perfect.
Saturday.
And then, go ahead.
And then we'll get as, we'll do 8 to 12.
8 to noon. You got it. Okay. And then on your website, did you want payment integration? PayPal, Zelle, Cash App. I think there are about 8 of them that we support. No charge for it.
I'm not entirely sure. We have a business account, but we haven't received any of our information for it.
Okay.
So it had to be a thing that'd be set up later.
Okay. I'm going to say yes, and then you can discuss that with your technician, too, and they may be able to get started if you know what app it is, but we could even add it on later, too, if need be. Okay, make sure I've got everything here. I'm running through my little checklist, too, to make sure I've got everything so far. Okay. All right, so now I want to set up your security challenge and answer. The reason we set this up is because there are a lot of fakes out there. I actually just saved one of my clients a couple $100 just the day before yesterday. He emailed excited that he used the challenge. And somebody had called him and told him that in order for his website to do whatever, blah, 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 he needed to pay. And they held themselves up to be Google, which really ticks me off. Google doesn't call people like that. But anyway, he didn't know. So they were telling him he needed to pay this $200, which was going to go to Google to do this, that, or the other for his website. And he asked them the challenge question. Of course, they didn't have the answer. So they bailed on the phone call, which is the desired effect. But you may get some of that. Yelp will probably call you at telling you you need a subscription to Yelp. So we'll list you out to all of the directories, up to about 60. And you should know we'll never call you asking for more money. Neither will Google. And you're free to accept or decline those offers on the other end of the line, whatever they may be, as you see fit. But your decision on those one way or the other has zero bearing on what we're doing for you. So just so you guys know that. And, you know, if somebody calls and says this is about your website or we're calling from Local Splash, I would give them the challenge question. If it's us, we're not going to be offended. We're the ones that helped you set up the security system. The only ones that are going to be offended are the ones that are trying to scam you, which are obviously what we're trying to avoid. So question options we have are mother's maiden, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which one would you like?
We'll do... What was the three again? I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. Mother's maiden, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go first pet's name.
You got it. And what is that name, please?
Trouble.
Trouble. I love it. Was he Trouble?
Yes.
That's a good pet name. Dog or cat?
It was a dog.
Of course it was. That's awesome. My, one of our dogs, but he's my dog, is 2 years old and are coming up here next month. And I picked the quietest one of the litter. I kid you not. He was the mellowest, the quietest. And out of, I think he's the seventh dog of this breed. They're game dogs. So they're high energy anyway. And he is the most talkative dog we have ever owned. Ever, ever, ever. I mean, he's got something to say about literally everything. And it's so funny the range of, just different pitches and sounds that he makes. I mean, he's come up with this little chirp and a gurgle and anything to get your attention. It's hilarious. He's always got us laughing. Always, always. His name is Jax, J-A-X. Why, it's Sons of Anarchy. let's see. Okay, Google business profile we need to do. And I'm assuming that is a home address, right, Butch?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for your Google business profile is I'm going to tell them to not publish the actual address. So we'll know what it is and Google will know what it is and you'll still be pinned in that same neighborhood, but not so close that some crazy could look you up and come and find you at your house. I mean, unless you want them to.
No.
Yeah, probably not. I didn't think so. So I'll have them omit that. Let's see. Okay, that's looking good. Doing another skim through to make sure we've got everything right. All right, that's looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription. And then now I know you guys need a Facebook business page, and we'll help you get that set up. Did you want to add? Oh, go ahead.
We have a Facebook business page. It's linked through my account. And, we have about 93 followers and 91 likes.
Okay, awesome. Let me see if I can find it. Is it Top Hand Services? Is that what it's under?
Yeah, it's called Top Hand Service.
Huh. I think I found it. Let me just double check. Oh. Cuero, Texas, 243-1698. is the phone number on there? Perfect.
That is Ray's phone number.
Awesome. I'm going to give you a like while I'm there for whatever good that does, whatever boost it gives you. Change that. Okay, perfect. So I got the link for that over there. Now, did you want to add, so your subscription is at $199. If you'd like, I can bump you to the next package cheaply. We could add $100 a month in Facebook ads. We do the purchase every month, and then we write, run, and manage the ads. And then all you have to do is handle the incoming, so the resulting clients that contact you.
Probably not.
Okay. No problem.
We're still on that budget, so.
Yep, you bet. No problem. And if you decide later on that you want to add those, it's an easy add. Just let me know. And two, you know, when you guys get to the point where you've got more business coming through and you want to expand more, there are lots of ways we can go to get your digital footprint wider to bring you more business. So holler anytime.
Sounds good.
We're getting close to the end. We're doing great. We're making good time. All right. And then does the company name appear on your credit card also, or just your first and last?
It's just my first and last name.
All right. And then the phone number attached to that card is 0228.
Correct.
393 Zimmerman Road, Cuero, Texas, 77954.
Correct.
Awesome. Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. Just for security, I mean, there's nobody here, me and the dog, but I don't read them back to you. If you could just give them to me in four-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up.
Okay. It's ready?
Uh-huh.
4217.
Okay.
8320.
Got it.
7876.
Okay.
5593.
Was it 6593?
3593.
3593. Ah. I'm just going to look back to make sure I've got enough digits in there that I didn't backspace when I wasn't supposed to. Okay, looks good. And then the expiration, please.
1224.
And the three-digit security code, please, Butch.
776.
We'll see if I typed it in right or if I fumbled. Thinking I must have done it right or it would have kicked it back at me. So you'll have two more emails, on the way to you. And the one we want is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. And what I'll do is I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing on that one. I have to read it to you anyway. It's a Google requirement. So I'll just walk you through those clicks and then we'll do the reading part.
I got the email.
Awesome. So about, I think, four sentences in is click here to accept.
Okay.
And then once you hit that button, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the next page. And there will be a checkbox, and then it will ask you to type your name as it appears, capital letters in the right places.
Okay.
Awesome. And then did it take you to a login screen?
Yes, it did.
Awesome. So that's where you'll log into your dashboard. They'll give you that link Monday during your onboarding call anyway, so you don't need to save it for now or bookmark it. And then we'll do the reading part. Update one more thing here real quick. All right. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to Top Hand. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
I do think that the LLC should come off, though.
Okay, no problem. We can pull that off. Done.
Just be Top Hand Services.
You got it. Done. It's all fixed. Okay. And then go ahead and state the name of the business as it should read. You kind of did.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll do it again.
Top Hand Service.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Butch Warren, co-owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So everybody hesitates there. It's worded funny and it doesn't make a lot of sense. So if you add other social medias, some people I guess now are using TikTok for business, just to let us know. That way we can tie it all into your GBP, into your website, make sure the programming is all still good. That's pretty much the gist of it. All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, October 28th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is a one-time $99 setup fee and $199 for your first month. Going forward, beginning November 28th, your flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Butch. You're all set. Everything looks good all the way across. So, just a couple reminders. Make sure you use that challenge question anytime even if they say they're us, I would ask it. And then got your onboarding call at 5 on Monday. If for some reason you can't make it, just professional courtesy, let us know as soon as you know, and we can certainly reschedule for you. What else was I going to ask you? Do you know anybody who doesn't do what you guys do that could benefit from our services?
I don't think there is.
Okay. No problem. Hey, if you think of anybody, send them my way and be sure to tell them to mention your name. You guys get a free month of service for anybody you refer to us. So we'd love to take care of them for you and put a feather in your cap plus a free month. Would be kind of awesome.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah, cool. All right, any last questions before I let you back to your day, Butch?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and tell Ray I said hello, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday for your onboarding call.
All right. Sounds good. You have a good weekend, Gil.
Thank you. You too, Butch. Bye-bye.